however many years, right?
That
he
What's
can,
that?
That he can play offense.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But he does the other stuff, like I said. Yeah. He needs to do that. But
for sure, it's awesome to see him score a big goal like that, and you know, watch them celebrate just gets everyone even more pumped up, and screaming and hollering and. He brings a lot of energy to our team, a lot of energy to our game.
How about with you? Just feeling, what's the feeling like? You finally, you know, see that puck go in. You guys are up at that point, 4-3. Come back to sort of complete at that point. That'd be just huge.
Yeah, it is a great goal, a big goal. I was pretty excited about it. you know, it's awesome when you can come in and get the first one of the series. So like I keep saying, it's going to be a much harder road. We're going to have to play a lot better hockey games.
How big was that goal by Nick?
Huge goal to get us started. You know, if they score the fourth, it could be really out of reach. Instead, we capitalized on that chance. We had a few chances there in the second that we capitalized on, but a huge goal by Nick to really get us started, get us going for the game.
Sorry, how critical was it to shut down their big three, Stamkos?
Critical?
Yeah.
I mean, they're skilled players. They're going to get their chances. They got chances tonight. Just about staying connected. No one or two guys going to shut them down. It's got to be a unit of five out there blocking shots, doing whatever you can, being physical. We're not going to settle, relax.
What does it say about the character of this team to come back from 0-3 and go into the locker room? What kind of things were said?
Well, we just took it a period of time. You know, we weren't happy with our first. Obviously, we needed to compete a little harder than we did. And second period, we played pretty well. You know, each period you have to just let it go. Whatever happened period before, let it go. It's a new period, a new 20 minutes. We kind of said cut the period in half and see what we can do with each half of the period. And we ended up getting one in the first half and then the second half.
So did you slow them down after the first, or did you speed up to meet them? Should look at it that way?
I don't know.
Does it look like they were
playing? I'll say that we'll have to play more complete 60. You know, I think we can't afford to do that, do what we did again. Yeah. It's not going to always happen that way.
Right.
So we're fortunate. It's just a great team win. The belief in here is obviously we need that if we're going to do anything.
One of the things, the issues you guys have had this year is when you get down, the individual play starts to pick up and the team concept tends to drift away. And so games have gotten out of hand, especially against these guys. How did you keep it together 3-0 when that's been such a struggle for you?
I don't know, but we don't have a choice. You know, against this team, you start playing individual hockey, it's not going to work. That's what they thrive on. They thrive on one guy trying to do it, turn over, boom, it's in the back of net again. So we know that's not going to work, so we're going to try something else. So team concept is the only way to do it.
Your feeling on that 4-3 goal went in?
Just excitement, obviously. Big goal, and there was still, I think, 6-7 minutes left, so just packing everything. Just worried about not giving up on
that lane. The opening that you had to get down there, too, for that goal. I mean, what happened there to make it that?
I don't even know. I gave it to Z, and I cut the seam, and Brad put a rocket right on my tape. I really didn't have to do much. He put it right on my tape, and I think Cam was screening maybe. Someone was in front. That was a pretty good screen, too. Mm-hmm. So I just had to put it in a spot and not hit anybody.
When did you sense this was changing, this game? Was there a point in the second period where
you could sense? No, we just stuck with it. You know, we stuck with our game. Whether we came back or not, we have to play a certain way. That's hard. That's physical. That's straight ahead. And, you know, once we start, you know, doing that, it's, you know, we start feeling good about ourselves. And we understand we can't afford to go down and not play an entire period like we did tonight. So we'll do some video, we'll work on some things tomorrow and get ready for game two.
Seth, John Cooper said this morning that a team can set a tone for things in the first game, in game one. What kind of a tone will you take out of this? Obviously confidence being one, but that can stretch throughout the remainder of the series.
Well, we've always had confidence in our team and in here. You know, we've kind of left everything out of the room and just kept us in here. Whatever happens, happens, but we're going to leave it all on the ice. And we'll play together. We'll play for each other. But going into game two, like I keep saying, we got to be better than what we were tonight. They obviously don't want to go down 2-0, and they're going to do whatever they can, and they're going to bring their A game, so we're going to bring ours as well.
Thanks, Andrew.